Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director. Joining me in the studio is Garland Kennedy, Daily Sitka Sentinel Sports Editor. Good morning, Garland.
Good morning, Rob.
And the event we want to talk about today is the Alpine Adventure Race, which happened on Saturday. 29th running of the Alpine Adventure in Sitka.
It's a Sitka classic, and it has been for a while.
Yeah. Kudos to Christine Horan and her husband, Charles Horan, for I guess picking up the baton being passed the baton from their son, Josh, who started this as an Eagle Scout back in the day.
Maybe the best Eagle Scout project, at least in the history of Southeast. I mean, this is an incredible event.
The Eagle Scout project lives on, and what a day. I guess there are about 100 people who are very glad the race happened on Saturday and not on Sunday.
What a dramatic difference. We really couldn't have been more lucky with the weather, I think. Saturday morning was overcast. The run in the ridge was in the clouds, but it was not raining, as opposed to Sunday, where it rained all day.
And when you say we, you're talking about you personally.
I was in the race. There were 96 runners all told. 26 came from out of town, all over the country. They flew in. It was a great event. I ran it last year as well, and there is a reason the Adventure Run is a Sitka classic.
Before we talk about the winners, let's just talk about your time. How did you do last year compared to this year?
Well, I was a bit slower this year. Last year, I forget my place, but it was a 1:19:20 finish. This year, I was at 1:21:15, I think. So a little slower.
Yeah? Due to what, do you think?
That's a great question. In my case.
Because you are nowhere near your prime for endurance running.
No.
Doesn't that come around sort of early 30s?
It really depends on the individual runner, but it can.
Yeah.
It certainly can be a later peak than a lot of other sports. In my case, I've been hiking and biking a lot more than I've been actively running.
Okay.
My preference is to go up Gavin with coffee and a book. And sit somewhere nice and see the mountains and read.
You're not the only person to say this. Not necessarily the coffee in the book, but the idea that the Alpine Adventure Run is actually, it's a hill climb foremost. And a lot of people focus on that climb and they don't really worry about the running so much. And if their time drops off a bit, they'll say, well, I didn't train that much for running. It was mainly the climbing that I worked on. And would you say that's the case? A lot of people focus more on just trying to get up the hill without dying, right?
That's a major component of the race. And someone who takes this race very seriously is going to be focused on those stairs. It's more difficult, I think, than just a standard mountain ascent up a mountain trail, because the stairs are the same exact motion, hundreds of times repeated. Identical muscles being used, and there's very little variation. So, yeah, pacing yourself up the stairs is a tough part of that race, and an important part, too, and a part that I am not very good at.
Well, there's still time. Let's talk about the winners. Top man this year, Chris Brank. He won the Medvigi Marathon, I believe, and he showed well in the Alpine Adventure.
Yeah, he's a Jesuit volunteer from Minnesota originally, and he crossed the finish line in 1 hour, 8 minutes, and 10 seconds, a full 3 minutes ahead of the second-place finisher.
Who was Devin Calvin?
Last year's winner, Devin, yeah, and Devin finished in 1:11:27, which, worthy of note, is a minute faster than his 2021 time.
Okay, so Chris Brank is kind of the breakout endurance runner in Sitka this year.
For sure, and he was a collegiate runner. He ran at St. Olaf's in Minnesota.
Right. Nevertheless, at 1:08, he's still behind the course record.
Yeah, Sam Scotchmer has held that record for going on 20 years now, and the course record is 1:04:03, which is lightning fast. It's fairly common for someone to hike from the Cross Trail to the Gavin Ridge in an hour. Well, if you're not familiar with the course, it's from St. Gregory's on Lincoln Street, up the Cross Trail, up Gavin, the entire horseshoe route to the Harbor Mountain Shelter.
Right, to the first parking lot on Harbor Mountain Road.
Yes, where the large picnic facility is.
Right, and Sam Scotchmer is still putting up good times.
He sure is. He finished the race on Saturday in 1 hour, 17 minutes, and 8 seconds. So still a very solid performance and in the top 10.
Yeah, so he's fallen off his championship pace, but he's still blazingly fast, I guess, for his age group. All right. Let's talk about the women. We have a new women's champion.
We do. Anna Laffrey finished in 129.39. Another really impressive finish. Just a few seconds ahead of last year's first woman to finish, Emily Routon, and she ran in 130.12.
All right. So with both the men and the women, we had this sort of flip-flop. First place finishers last year came in second. New first place runners this year.
Yeah, exactly. In both cases, though, a much smaller gap in the women's field, from 3 minutes in the men's to about 30 seconds in the women.
Right.
On a race like that, 30 seconds is so little. That's a very slim margin.
Yeah, it can sort of come down to a sprint on the flat gravel part between the end of the part where the trail descends into the second Forest Service parking lot. You have to run along that road about a mile in the flats. And from the few times that I've done this race, I just remember my legs kind of complaining to me a bit that you're not going up, you're not going down, we just ain't going to run anymore.
It is a mentally strange part of that race, that last stretch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't speak for others. Personally, I subdivide the race into a handful of sections and almost forget the last road piece until I'm actually on the road, at which point I forget. I remember that I have to run the road.
Any sign of Tasha Folsom, the defending record holder for the women?
Well, she was up top at the Harbor Mountain Shelter to congratulate runners, but she was not participating in the race, no.
Okay, so...
Though her record time still stands at 1:18.11.
All right, and is that record as old as Sam Scotchmer's?
I don't think so. If I remember right, Sam's is from the early 2000s. I don't have the date on Tasha's, but I'm confident it's more recent than that.
Okay. The Forest Service at some point is going to realign the bottom of the Gavin Hill Trail, and these dreadful stairs are going to be something of are going to be relegated to the past, and it's going to be more switchbacks. It's going to be more akin to what we have going up from Sawmill Creek Campground up to Beaver Lake, I'm assuming. And the times are going to change, so it's possible that Sam Scotchmer and Tasha Folsom will be the permanent record holders in this alignment of the trail.
Yeah, event organizer Chris Horan did tell me that whenever the route changes, the records of that moment will be sealed, and you'll really have to have new route records for this new route. It's going to be longer, but less steep. If you look at the Forest Service maps, the trail's going to go significantly further up Indian River Valley as you gain elevation and then switch back to the west.
Garland, I want to ask you before we go sort of a philosophical question. We've talked about the leaders, the number one and two for the men and the women in this event, but there were 92 people behind them, and some of those folks were considerable distance behind them. Some came in over an hour after the finishers. And each one of those folks, though they didn't cross first, something told me by the look on their faces that they felt like champions. It is a tough event. You have to have half marathon fitness in order to do this 7 mile race because of the climbing aspect of it, because of the length of time it takes most of the pack to finish. Yet people come across that finish line smiling.
I think you just said it. It's a demonstration of where you are at in terms of fitness. Simply completing that route, I think the slowest time this year was 2.5 hours, which is still moving at a reasonable pace. And so there is that recognition of how fit you are, how fit you can be. And there's a significant community aspect. There were dozens of people waiting up top, and there were some people on the route cheering people on and encouraging them. Running is often portrayed as an individual event, and that's not the case here. Anna Laffrey ran most of the race with some of her friends, and a lot of people had friends waiting up top on Harbor Mountain as well.
Yeah, and the social atmosphere on the top of the hill had the feeling of kind of a community reunion in a way.
For real. If people don't remember, in 2020, the event wasn't canceled, but it was held virtually, spaced over several months. There was no big event, no big get-together. In 21, the Adventure Run happened, but it was a bit smaller, and there were fewer people up top. And this felt, yeah, like a full community event, really.
Well, congratulations on your performance, Garland. It's always great to get your first-person perspective on the Alpine Adventure Run.
It's a tough course, but very much worth it.
Garland Kennedy is Daily Sitka Sentinel sports editor. We've been talking about the 29th running of the Alpine Adventure race here in Sitka, which happened on Saturday. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio news director. You've been listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio.